the last two shuras of the Gemara to get into the swing of the sugya. Tznan hasam, we learned in the Mishnah in Erevin, lo yamid odom b'shus ha-yochid v'yishte b'shus ha-rabid. One should not stand in the reshus ha-yochid, and his head is extended into the reshus ha-rabid, and he's drinking in the reshus ha-rabid. Or the same way, b'shus ha-rabid, v'yishte b'shus ha-yochid, or he's standing in the reshus ha-yochid. Aval im hichnis roishai v'rubai lemokeim shehu shayse muta. But if roishai v'rubai is in the mokeim hashtiye, that is permitted. Let us see Rashi. Layamid adam v'shus ha-yochid v'yoshit piv v'roishai l'shus ha-rabim lechais kli. He's holding a kli in the opposite reshus. V'lishtois. Why shouldn't he do this? Gzeira shema yoitzi hakli eilov. So Rashi learns pshat, the gzeira is, he might bring the kli into the reshus that his guf is standing in. V'nimtso mischayiv chatas. Im hichnis roishe v'rubi lemokeim shu shoysa, but if roishe v'rubi is in that reshus, so it seems then there is no chash. He might bring the kli into the opposite reshus since he is in the mokim hashtiya. Roshe v'rubay is in the mokim hashtiya. V'chein begas, and the same halacha applies by agas, a place where you squeeze out grapes for wine. What exactly this means, we will see soon. So Rashi says, v'chein begas, lekamei meforesh lo. The Gemara will explain what the Tana is telling us by agas. Now the Gemara has a shaila pshat in this Mishnah. Iboyelohu, kalmelis mai. What halacha will apply by a kalmelis? The Mishnah is speaking about that there are two rishuyos d'oraisa. He's drinking in the rishus harabim, he's standing in the rishus hayochid. What halacha will apply if we have one of the rishuyos is a rishus d'rabbonon, a kalmelis? A kalmelis min ha-toire is a mokim p'tur. One is permitted to take from a kalmelis to a rishus ha-yochid, to a rishus ha-rab. Mid ha-rabonon, it is also to take from a kalmelis to a rishus ha-yochid and rishus ha-rab. So what halacha will apply by a kalmelis? Kalmelis, mai. Let us see Rashi. Kalmelis, kigoin biko. It's a valley. A valley is not mukif mechitzitz. So it's not considered a rishus hayochid. It is not a mokim hiluch harabim. So it is not a rishus harabim. The midarabonon u'da'osa lahachnis u'lohitz. But one is not permitted to take from a kalmelis to a rishus hayochid and to a rishus harabim. Mal, so what will the din be lamoid b'rishus hayochid? What if he's standing in the rishus hayochid? Oy b'rishus harabim, or he's standing in the rishus harabim? V'yayishit roishoy lechatchila l'soicha, and he'll stretch out his head. Lechatchila, is he permitted to do that? V'yishte, is he permitted to stretch out his head, even though there's a possibility, if only his head is in the reshus of the mokim shtiyah, he might very easily bring back the keli to the reshus where his guf is. And then he'll be oivanisa derabono. So were they geyser by a kalmelis, or were they not geyser by a kalmelis? That is the shaila. Iboyulu kalmelis mai. Omar Abai. So Abai said, he, the same halacha will apply by a kalmelis. So Rashi says, kishem shasalnu zu b'mishnaseinu. Just like the Mishnah asr from a reshus harabim to a reshus hayochid, Kachzu asur, the same halacha will apply. The Mishnah is speaking about a rishus harabim, but hu adin by a kalmelis, the same halacha will apply. That is shita sabai. Rove omar, no. He gufe gzeiro, if he would take from a kalmelis to a rishus hayochid, or take from a kalmelis to a rishus harabim, min ha-toire is muter. Only midarabonon it is also alza gzeire. is vana nekem v'nigzer gzeira l'gzeira. So we should make now a gzeira l'gzeira. We should say he's not doing anything wrong. He's drinking in a kalmelis. Roisha is in a kalmelis. So afraid we should ask her that he should drink in a kalmelis. Maybe he might take the keli and bring it into a rishus hayochet. So that's a gzeira l'gzeira. We're not gzeir a gzeira l'gzeira. Let us see Rashi. He gufe afilu yaitzi hakli mitoichol shus hayochid oy mitoichol shus harabim midarabonam baalmehu afilu he'll take out the keli. It's also only an iser darabono. Vanan nekein v'nigzer hoishatas roishay oto aitzoas keli. So we should aser this matzav of aishatas roishay because maybe he might take out the keli and that also be an iser darabono. So we have Yamachlikis, Abaye, Verove, if they assert Shtiye Bekalmelis. Omar Abaye, Minoah Minolo. Now Abaye wants to prove his point that they were Geyser by a Kalmelis. The Ktoni, the Mishnah says two halachas. One halacha is by Rishus Arabim, and then it says, V'chein Begas, the halacha applies by a gas also. And we mentioned before, gas is a place where you squeeze out grapes. My gas. Now, what is this gas? In Hilchos Shabbos, what type of a rishus is it? E rishus hayochid. If this is a rishus hayochid, tanina. So we mentioned one should not drink in the rishus hayochid when he's standing in the rishus harabim. E rishus harabim tanina. So what is the new case? Vechein begas. Elolav kalmelis. So forget that is pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah first tells us that they were geyser. They were geyser by Rishuyos. They were geyser by Rishuyos the Araisa. And then the Mishnah continues, V'chein begasen. They also were geyser by Rishuyos the Rabbom. Elolav kamla. So that is what the Mishnah wants to be meisiv. So raya, that they were geyser by kamla. Rabbi Omar. But before we go to Rava's Pshat, let me just tell you over a Gishmaki Kasha of Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega asks, Shitas Rava is that they weren't Geyser Agzeira Legzeira. That means if he would even take it out from the Rishus where the Keli is to the Rishus where he's standing, he would only be over an Isser de Rabbonim, so Chazal never made a Gzeire. So when did they make a Gzeire? They only made a Gzeire if the Rishus is a Rishus HaYochid, he's drinking from a Rishus HaYochid, he's standing from a Rishus HaRabim, so then there's a Mokim Ligzer, because he might take out from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRabim, and that is an Isser de Araisa. So the Kevege asks, we learned before that on the Hayamid Beis, we learned that but in Hilchos Haitzah, there's two halakim. There's Akire and the Hanoche. Akire means he picks it up from the Rishus where it was resting, and then he makes a Hanoche in a different Rishus. So the Gemara that Hayamid Beis says, for example, if a person picks up something from a Rishus HaYochid, and the Shas, when he picks it up, his intent is not to take it out to a Rishus HaRabim. His intent is he wants to put it in another place in the Rishus HaYochid. And later he changes his mind and he takes it out to the Rishus HaRabim. So since the Akire, when he was Oike the Chayvitz, when he lifted up the Chayvitz from the Rishus, he did not have an intent to be moitzi from this rishus with this akira, so it is not also min hatayre. That's what the Gemara says on the Afayamet Beis. Hamavir chafeitzim izovis lezovis v'nimloch aleim v'hitzion pota. The person picked up a chayfetz in a rishus hayochid with an intent to put it into a different corner of the rishus hayochid, and later he decides to bring it into rishus harabin. So since b'shas akiras hachayfetz, there wasn't an intent to make a haitzah, to take out a rishus harabim, so there's no chiyuv of haitzah in such a case. So Rabbi Kivege asks, so he doesn't understand how Rava understood the Mishnah. When this person, he's standing in a Rishus HaYochid, and he's drinking from a Rishus HaRab. Rashi says the Shaila is, he might bring the Kli into the Rishus HaRab. He might bring the Kli into the Rishus HaYochid where he's standing. So now, when he picked it up from the Rishus HaRab, he didn't have an intent to bring it into the Rishus HaYochid. He wanted to drink it into the Rishus HaRab. Later, since it's very uncomfortable, it's Roshay b'Rishus HaYochid, Roshay b'Rishus HaRab, Gufay b'Rishus HaYochid, he might decide to bring the Kli into the Rishus that he's standing in. He'll decide to bring the Kli into the Rishus HaYochid. So Rabbi Kivege asks, even if he'll do this, he also won't be over on Yisrael D'Oraisa, because when he picked up the Kli, he had no intent to bring the Kli into the Rishus HaYochid. So the worst thing, even if he'll be over, also only be over on Yisrael D'Rabbanan, and Avo Pekin, they were geyser. So how did Rava understand the Mishnah? That's the Horeb, Rabbi Kivege, blags with the Tzorachim. But Al Koponim, we have here the Machloikis of Abaye and Rove, and Rove says they did not make a Gzeira l'Gzeira. So the Shail is, according to Rove, how do you learn Pshat in V'chein Begas? What is Gas speaking about? So the Gemara answers as follows. Rove Omar V'chein Begas, this is not speaking about height. So, Gas is speaking about another Shaila. We'll soon see what the Shaila is. V'chein Omar Rav Sheshes, V'chein Begas, L'inyin Maisa. Now what is the Shaila of Maisa? This not, we learned in the Mishnah, Shoisin Al Hagas, Bein Al Hachamin, Bein al ha-tzoinam, u-potar, divrei Rabbi Meir. Let us see Rashi. We have a Rashi from before. Inayim rishus ha-yochid, kigoyin gavoy yayud. That was Abayis Kashi. V'gas is a rishus ha-yochid. And the mokim is 10 tfochim tol. V'kom adolayamik v'shus ha-rabim v'yishtel isoicho. Tanina, we learned what he once shouldn't drink from a rishus ha-yochid. If the gas is a rishus harabim, ki goin eino gavoya gimu, it's not three tvochim tall. So we learned one shouldn't drink from a rishus harabim if he's standing in a rishus hayochid. So the Gemara says it's speaking about le'inyan maisa. The shtiye al hagas mamish. If a person is standing al hagas, the gas is the mokem drichas ha'anovim. That is the place where they squeeze out the grapes. Shaloi okroi misham. He did not take the, he's drinking the mokem hagas. He did not take out the wine from there. He's staying the mokem hagas loy tziyoi chutze. Havi shtiyas aroi. So this drinking, B'mokim Agas is not a place where the person normally drinks. It's a place where you make wine, not where you drink wine. So this is called a Shtiyas Aroi. It's called not a Shtiyas Kva, it's called a Shtiyas Aroi. So what is the Maila of a Shtiyas Aroi? U'potar mi Maiser Kozman Shelo Yorad Leber Shehu Gmar Melachtoi LeMaiser. So Rashi explains as follows. Before the Gmar Meloche of Yayin, it is not Tevel. Yayin becomes Tevel, that is an Isser D'Oraisa to drink it, after Gmar Meloche. The Gmar Meloche of Yayin is not when it's dripping from the gas into the boil. The Gmar Meloche of Yayin is after it enters the boil. Then the Gmar Melocha of Yain occurs. Then it is Tevel D'Oraisa, and then one is not permitted to drink from this Yain. Kozman is not Mafresh Trumas Maisas. But Kozman, it is in the gas, so it's before Gmar Melocha. So what is the Halocha? So the Halocha is Minat Teure, it is Mutter to drink. The Rabbonon gave it a Din Tevel, even before Gmar Melocha. With the Rabbonon, it is also. But when the Rabbonon said it is also, they gave guidelines. They said, Archilas Kva is also, Achilas Agai is Mutter. So now, when we're speaking about Yayin, so the same halacha applies. If it is Ashtiyas Agai, it is Mutter. Ashtiyas Kva is also. Now, when is it called Ashtiyas Agai? When is it called Ashtiyas Kva? So Rashi explains as follows. If he's drinking Bimokaim Hagas, this is not a place to drink. It's not Bakvem. So this is called Ashtiyas Arais. Kolzman, he's drinking there. This is called Ashtiyas Arai. If he takes out the wine from the gas and he drinks it in a different place, this is Ashtiyas Kva, which will be also to drink without Afroshes Maises. Now let us see the Rashi again. Linya Maisa. We are speaking Linya Maisa. The Shtiya Al Hagas Mamish. Shaloi Okroi Misham. He did not take it out of the gas to a different place. And it is potter for Maisa. That means if the yain is before Gmar Malach, so the yain is potter min ha-teira for Maisa. Kozman shaloyor ad laboyer, shehu Gmar Malach te la Maisa. But if a person will take it away from the gas, even though before Gemar Meloch, Havi Kva, that is called Ashtiyas Kva, She'ein b'datoi lahachzir ha-moisa, that's not called, he has no intent to put back the rest of the wine, he intends to drink this wine. Va'aval gav d'loi nigmar melachtoi lemaisa, even though it's before Gemar Meloch, but since it's Ashtiyas Kva, also. Now let us go back to the Mishnah and start explaining the Mishnah. This Nan, we learned in the Mishnah as follows. Shoisin al hagas, bein al hachamin, bein al atzoinu. Now what is the Chiddush, divrei opoter, divrei rameya? Rameya is speaking about that when this person drank the wine, he didn't, bisman chazal, it was very difficult to drink wine without mezige. Mezige was that diluted the wine. In the choshev meziga was with hot water, then it tasted good, and then there was a matlonish meziga with cold water. Now, so the Tanakhama says, this person who was standing on the gas, and he didn't stamazi want to drink wine, stamazi, he wants to drink wine that should taste good. So, bein alacham, even though he was moizig it with chamin, which this would seem, this is called Ashtiyas Kva. I mean, he puts in hot water and it has this meziga was a very accurate procedure. It should taste good. Bein ala tzoinon, maybe he didn't make such a good meziga. Afal pikein, if he still bemokeim hagas, that alone, the area where it is drunk, makes it, this should be considered Ashtiyas Arai. Divrei Ramei. This is the Svara of Ramei. Rab Elozer b'Rab Tzodik mechayev. Rab Elozer b'Rab Tzodik says the area won't help the situation. If this person was meizig the yayin, this is not called Ashtiyas Aroi. That means the yayin tastes of Sazoi. He won't drink it before it suits his taste. That's called Ashtiyas Kva. The area will not make it Ashtiyas Aroi. That is the Svara of Rab Elozer b'Rab Tzodik. B'chachomim oimrim, and the chachomim make up short. They say as follows. Alachamim, they says, if he made a real professional meziga, he made a meziga with chamim, so then the moedit rabbalazah b'rab tzodik. Then he's chayim. Alatzoinon, but if he didn't make a, but really there's another svar here, that's not along this. Alachamim chayim alatzoinon potter, they say a different lomdus over here. It's not totally, if it's, the difference between chamin and tzoinon is as follows. The difference is, if it's possible to spill back the rest of the wine into the boil. If he could spill it back, so then it's still called ashtiyas aroi. He's just taking from the boil. If it can't spill it back anymore, so then that's called ashtiyas kva. So Memele, the halach is as follows. If he made Mezige Bechamin, so Mezige Bechamin was a danger to pour back because the Chamin might be Machmitz the Yayin. So Memele, so this Koishel Yayin is Oiskishpart, that he won't be able to spill it back. So that's called Ashtiyas Kva, even though he's Shoyse Alagas. Tzaynam, which if he drinks a little, he always has the ability and the opportunity to pour the rest back. So Mamela, Tzaynam is considered a Shtiyas Aroi, if it's Alagas. Potter, so it's Potter for Maisa, Mipnei Shehu Marzir Es HaMoisa. Because he has the opportunity to return, to throw back the rest of the wine, so therefore this is called Ashtiyas Aroi. Let us see what Rashi says. Bechamim, Shemozgoi Bechamim, Shuv Eineroi Laharzir HaMoisa. If the Meziga was made Bechamim, he can't spill back the rest. Shalo Yachmitzes HaYayin Machmas HaChamim. That the Chamim in his Kais Yayin should not be Machmitz, the Yayin in the Boil. This is the Mishnah. Now, let us try to figure out what Rav said. So the Pashtus is that our Mishnah, Vechein Begas, is going according to Rav Meir. Rav Meir did not differentiate if there was a Meziga Bechamin, Meziga Betzoinon. Rav Meir said that, if he drinks it ala gas, it's mutter. If he doesn't drink it ala, so what makes it ashtiyas kva, the area, the mokim ashtiyah, if he shoyis ala gas, that's called ashtiyas arai. If he takes it away from the gas, it's ashtiyas kva. So memele, what does the Mishnah say? V'chein begas. So the Mishnah is speaking about hilchis maisa. Hilchis maisa, so let's learn again the Mishnah. Layamid odom. So a person should not stand outside of the gas. V'roishoy v'yishte begas. And he's going to stick his head in the gas and drink. So that is also. Avolim hichnis roishe verubay legas, but if roishe verubay is in the gas, then it's mutter. So that's the halacha v'chein begas. V'chein begas is the same halacha that we said in Hilchis Shabbos that we asked roishay and we were mater roishay verubay. The same halacha applies by shtiyas yayin alagas if he sticks in. Roishoi, it will be yosef. We'll stick in roishoi beruba, it will be mutter. Is in Chedushi Rabbi Kevege asks a moira dike kasha. So Rabbi Kevege asks, now let us understand this halacha. Why the v'chein v'gas, that the same halacha that we said by Hilchus Shabbos applies by gas. So what's that the same halacha? That what if it's only roishoi over the gas, so we're going to, maybe he'll bring in the wine in outside of the gas, because only roishoi is in the gas. So memeila, so we were geyser, just like we were geyser. If he's drinking in the Rishus HaYochin, he might bring the keli into Rishus HaRabim. So we're geyser, he might bring the keli from the gas outside of the gas. So memeila, so that's also. But if it's roishe v'rubay begas, then we weren't geyser. Frekt Rabbi Kevager, so Rava went out of the frying pan into the fire. The whole issa from drinking yayin outside of a gas is also only an Issa Darabonah. It's not Hevel, it's before Gemar Malach. The whole thing is an Issa Darabonah. And Rava was the one that said that by an Issa Darabonah, we don't make a Gzeira L'Gzeira. That was the whole Lomdus of Rava. So what did he say? It's speaking about Maisa, the morning. So Maisa is also a Gzeira L'Gzeira. So what did you accomplish behind the Maisa? And the Kevega blies by a Tzorchi. So Be'emison, this Tzorchi of Rabbi Kevega is a tzorachian according to other Rishonim. The Rosh in Maisra says klor that's pshat. That by the Isser, the Rosh is pshat, that what it says, v'chein begas, is one is only permitted if it's roishe v'ruboy, because if it's roishai, he might go and bring it in to the different, he might take it out of the Rishus HaGas, so the Meila, so it's, they were geyser. The Rosh has klor like this. So Mamela it's a meira de kikasha, it's a gzeira le gzeira. But lule divrei harosh, the ritva, the new ritva that just came out, and the Ramban by Stoy Sozoi, the Sfasemis says like this, that be emison, we don't have to learn that this is pshat in the Mishnah. We can learn pshat in the Mishnah as follows, that be'etzem they were matir shoysin al hagas. You're only permitted to drink if you're drinking the mokem ha-shtiyah, the area of the shtiyah is al hagas. So the Mishnah says, when is it considered your al hagas? If you're standing outside of the gas and your head is by the gas, that's considered shoysin al hagas. You're only called shoysin al hagas if roishiv aruba is by the gas. That's called shoysin al hagas. If your head is stuck into the gas and you're standing outside of the gas, that's not called shoysin al hagas. So the longness is not al tzeire. It is also meiker adin. That's not considered shoysin al hagas. This is the lashon of Ritva. The Ritva says loichoshiv shoysa al hagas elok sheroishiv aruba al hagas. Then it's considered shoysa al hagas. This is very geschmacke teretz about the Russian meisres, says klog zere le gzere. So, but the way here is a meire dike kashe. Zog the Gemara weiter. Now, let's go to our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, lo yeitze hachayit b'machtoi, somach lachasheicha, shemo yishkach v'yeitze. The Mishnah says that a person, tailor should not go out with his machat, samach lachasheicha, before chasheicha, the svasam is klels what the samach lachasheicha is, half an hour before the shkia, samach lachasheicha, shema yishkach v'yeitze, because if he hears the machat, he might forget, and he'll go out in Shabbos. Is my lav, the tchuva loy bebigdoy. It's tochel bebigdoy. That's how the Gemara wanted to learn that the Havamin, the Yetzi, Achayet, the Machte, some of the Sheikha means that the Machat is stuck into his beget, and we asked, he shouldn't go out, some of the Sheikha, he might go out, Mishetach Shach also. Now the Gemara held that the Derech Haitzah of a Machat, a person wants to take out a needle, he does not stick it into his beget. That is not the derech haitzah of a machat. The derech haitzah of a machat is that it's biyodai. So memele, if the machat is tochuv bebigdoi, and even though carry it on Shabbos, it's also only isa darabonon, because carrying shalai ke derech haitzah. Is my lav the tchuv olai bebigdoi? So memele it's a kasha and rove. Rove is said that by Heitzah they never made a gzeira l'gzeira. You see, from our mission, they didn't make a gzeira l'gzeira. So the Gemara says, loy, did not get laid biyodai. The Mishnah doesn't mean that the machat is tchuba bebigdoi. The Mishnah means that he's holding a machat, and it's a half an hour be samuch lachasheicha, so he should not go out, he should not go out with the machat. He might go out, he'll be Shabbos also, he'll go out with the machat. So it's no kash. Toshma, we learned a different, we learned a baraisa. Lo yeitze hachayit b'machtoi atchuv oloi b'bigdoi. This baraisa came like dreidlach. Here the baraisa says klo, that the chayit is not permitted to go out with a machat atchuv oloi b'bigdoi. But here it doesn't say when. So the Gemara held my love be'erev Shabbos, that erev Shabbos is not allowed to go out, zeiri might go out in Shabbos. So the Gemara says, loy, kisan yahi b'shabbos. Now this Baraisa, since it didn't mention when, so this Baraisa is speaking about Shabbos. So this Baraisa is telling us that he's not permitted to carry out the machat on Shabbos, even though it's shaloi kederech haitzah, but it's also. So it's not two gzeiris, it's one gzeiri. Not allowed to carry out a machat shaloi kederech haitzah b'shabbos gzeire. Also he might carry it kederech haitzah. The Chodesh Ha'aviv explains, so why did he hop on Vayetze Achai B'machta Tchuvo B'bigdoi? Why dafke this Shalayke Derech Haitzah? She says he's telling us a Chodesh that I would think that since the Kiven Shetchuvo Loi B'bigdoi Chshive Kemalbush Ubotlo Legabi Levush. He says, it's telling me a Chodesh. It's telling me a Chodesh, you shouldn't think it becomes bottle to the Levush, because he's not carrying it, so it becomes bottled to the levush. So his tongue is, it doesn't become bottled to the levush, and therefore it's also, his tongue is a bazundar chiddish. It's not only telling us a chiddish that Heitzor Shaloi Kederech is also in Shabbos. He's telling us that one should not think that the Machat becomes bottled to the Levush, and he wouldn't be over on Heitzor in Gans. And he's telling us, no, there's a Nisar Heitzor, even though it's Shaloi Kederech, that is also be Shabbos. Yeah. Well, Hassan, you think the Gemara, but there's a third Bereise. Lo yeitzei ha-chayit b'machto yat-chuvo b'bigdoi b'erev Shabbos imcha sheicho. He can't raise a chayshev any. It says, mamish ochol bitcho aktane. It says, klor, it's at-chuvo b'bigdoi. It says, erev Shabbos imcha sheicho. So here you see klor, that they asked, erev Shabbos, otu Shabbos. No, this is already a gzeirel gzeirel, because I feel he carries it in Shabbos, it's shalai kederev chayitzo. So the Gemara answers, Hamani Rabbi Yehuda. No. This Baraisa is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Oma, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Umen Derech Umnosoi Chayiv. If an Umen will take out something Derech Umnosoi, and we'll see in Rashi, Rashi explains that the Emerson is like this. When a tailor wants to take out a needle, in Derech Klal, and then tailor wants to take out a needle, he will not stick it the big day. That's not the Derech Leitzer. Full according to Rabbi Yehuda. But sometimes a tailor wants to advertise his profession. If that's his kavone, so then the Truva Bebig Day is a way of advertising that he's a tailor. So there is a Heitzor of a Machat, Truva bebigdoi, that is davkoi bekach. That means when he has a certain purpose in mind, he has a purpose of advertising, then that is the derech haitzah. Roiv machtim are not taken out for this purpose, and roiv time a tailor takes out a machat, it's also not for this purpose. But there are some times where this is the derech haitzah of an umen. And in this case, we have a machloikis tanoi. We learned as follows. The sanya we learned in the Baraisa, lo yeitzei ha-chayit b'machtoi ha-tchubo loy b'bigdoi. Ha-chayit is not permitted to go out. V'loy nager b'kisim sheba oznoi. And a carpenter is not permitted to go out with a ruler in his ear. That also was an advertisement on his profession. V'loy soirik b'mishiche sheba oznoi. Seirik was someone that used to comb begodim, and the Meshicha was a type of a leather band, which we'll see in Rashi, this he used for his profession also, and this advertised his profession. V'loi gardi be'ira sheba oznoi. A gardi is a weaver, and ira is a type of a cotton that we'll see in Rashi, which was used for the weaving process, and this advertised his profession. V'loi tzaba be'dugme sheba tzavoroi. And there was a person whose profession was he used to dye clothes, so he used to walk around with samples on his neck to show how he dyed clothes. And a banker is not permitted to go out with a dinner. So the Tanikama holds Potter Abel also, Divrei Rameya. Rameya holds that even by these people, this is not the normal Derech Haitzah, even though for some purposes, for advertising purposes, that is the Derech Haitzah, but that does not make this the Derech Haitzah of these inyanim. This is not considered the Derech Haitzah of a Machat. So therefore, it's Potter Abel Osa. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Umon Derech Umnosoi Chayev, Bishar Kolodom Potter. Rabbi Yehuda says, an Umen, since there are certain times that this is the Derech Umnosoi to carry out these chafetzim in such an oifen, so mamela by an umen, this could be considered derech haitzah, and therefore he'll be chayiv. V'shar kol adam potter, but someone else who is not an umen will be potter. So therefore, so Rava said this beraisa that said that lo yetzei hachayit b'machte etchuva b'bigdoi b'erev Shabbos imcha sheicho. They made a gzeira erev Shabbos otu Shabbos. This is going according to Rabbi Yehuda that says an umen, since there are times when this is derech haitzah, so if he carries this out on Shabbos, that's called, all that's considered a derech haitzo, and he's chayv. So a male is not a gzeira l'gzeira, it's one gzeira. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, my love, the truva bebigdoi. That what it says in our Mishnah, lo yetzei achayet b'machtoi, speaking about that he's stuck in the machat in his baggage. Shein derech haitzo, because that is not the way one takes out a machat. Ka'afilu haitzil oshus harabim mishach sheicha, afilu would take it out in Shabbos, shvuz ba'almu, that's only an isa de rabbonu. V'kogozul somoch lachasheicha otul chasheicha. And we see that the Mishnah was goizel somoch lachasheicha otul chasheicha, alme gozrinen le'isr Shabbos, Gzeira l'gzeira. So you see by Isser Shabbos, they were Gzeira l'gzeira l'gzeira. Hisanya hi b'Shabbos atzmo. The chod gzeira ike. Gzeira truva bebig day oto heicha de mapik b'yadayim. Speaking about Shabbos, he's not permitted to take it out. Umin hamoitzi derech umnosoi shuhu rogel lotzeis liprokim kein b'choil. If an umen will take it out in an oifen, that sometimes he takes it out b'choil like this. Chayiv. So Rabbi Yehuda holds his chayiv. V'hashte l'didei l'yichayiv. V'hashte l'didei sefer an umen leka l'chod gzeira. V'gazrin in somach l'chasheicha otul chasheicha. V'kisim anager is not permitted to go out v'kisim sheba oznoi. Kisim oruch. It's a long stick. Vishova, it's a straight stick, ke'en sargilo, like a ruler, shemisaltatim bo sforim, that used to make lines in sforim. Uboy mashmin es hanesorim, so how does a carpenter come to such a thing? Because she used this to make straight the boards also. Kederech nagorim shalonim, like our carpenters do. Mashmin, they make it smooth, then the tea is carved, they make a line on the board, and then they cut it. So it off. So Mamela, this is a tool of a carpenter. V'lin yire shekol ha-shenuyim kan, ein ne'elo shenoisnim oisi b'nei umnes aleyim b'tzeisim l'shuk. V'bnei umnes, when they go out l'shuk, k'dei sheyakiru me'eze umnesu, that people should recognize what his profession is, v'yiskiru l'mloch. This was a way of advertising his profession. Seirik v'godim, v'mishiche, Ukaisha hakoitzim. So this was a leather, a type of a leather band, and he did two things. The Seirik used this leather band for two purposes. One purpose was ukaisha hakoitzim shekoirin kardun. This is a type of a hinge that was used to hang up the begodim. That's one thing. The games habeged, and the beged that is going to be combed out, toifer umachabo boy beiz roshim, the two heads of the beged, he sticks in, it seems, this meshicha, this leather band, and he ties it, or he sews it together to the shtei roshim shemoyschem al yesei des umnes, lachoyftoi bemakleis litkoi sesaris. It used to stretch out the beged on a certain type of instrument, and he used to comb it. So Al-Kaponim, this leather band had a double purpose. Al-Kaponim, this was an advertisement to show his profession. Ira hu tzemer oi tzemer gefen, it's a piece of wool or cotton, she soysim boi pi hakone, that he used to fashtop, there was a kone, there was like a hollow keli, la'acher, Shehiniach b'soichoi pokiyois ha'orei. That means they used to have like bundles of orev is the, when in the weaving process, the shosi and orev. The shosi are the threads which go vertically. The orev is the threads which go horizontally. So they used to have the orev threads used to be wound up together in pokiyos, in bundles, and used to stick this into this corner, into this hollow corner, umishayer b'nekev molei chut la'orik, They used to go and leave over in this corner. It wasn't sealed completely. There was a place where the thread used to be able to stick out. They should be able to use it for weaving. V'zorkoi l'kone. And they threw in the pakiyos in the kone. V'apkiyem is galgal l'soichoi. And the pakiyah used to turn inside, and that's how they used to use, the thread used to come out from this kone that the pakiyah was inside the kone. So, but since the opening of this kone was fashtopped with this iram, so mamela, that made it possible that it remained in the kone, and only the chut ha'orik went out, and that was used in the weaving process. But al kaponim, you needed the stopper. Dugme, ma'atzem el tzavua odayn, ma'atzavua shocher, chen b'chol minei tzeve, shemare b'em dugme, show samples la'acher, Kozetirtsu, whatever you want, that al kaponim, that was how he advertised his profession. Let us see Tosfos. Omar Abaye minoa minola de gazrinen gzeira le gzeira. So Tosfos says, that what Abaye holds, gazrinen gzeira le gzeira, davke bohaitso gozar Abaye. Abaye did not hold by all Isurei Shabbos, they were Geizel. The Loshon of Rashi would seem like that. Alma Gozrinen le Isur Shabbos, Gzeira le Gzeira. From Rashi, it would seem that the Chiddush of Abaye was by Isur Shabbos, she goes a Gzeira le Gzeira. Taisa says, no, there's no such klal. By Meleches Haitzah, they were Geizel, Gzeira le Gzeira. What is the magic word of Meleches Haitzah? So the Taisus HaRosh says, Deitzo milse de shchiche, v'dover ha-hoive, Eitzo is, a person who is nichshel on Melechah Shabbos is the greatest nichshel comes to Eitzo, this is shchich, v'dover ha-hoive, achmer bo rabonon. The rabonon were machmer by Eitzo, but by no other inyan were they machmer. V'chol hanu de maisi raye, aire by Eitzo. So if a careful, lo yetze machat achayim b'machta, is haitzo, and the gas over here is haitzo, wherever haitzo is involved, de chazal, or goyze gzeira le gzeira. Avo ba'alme, even though it's negeya hilche Shabbos, lo goza. Why? So Taisus proves it. Do bereish beye, porich abaye, Laman de gozar beye shenil do biyonte potu peiris hanoishrim. The Gemara gives a reason why beye shenil do biyonte, a beye which was hatched yontev. So the Mishnah says one is not permitted to use it. So the shaila is why. So one man the Yomar said otu peiris hanoishrim. The halacha is, If a fruit falls down from a tree in Yontif, one is not permitted to eat the fruit. Agzeire, maybe one might come and cut the fruit. So they asked Peiris HaNoishim. So the Peiris that fell from a tree is also to eat. So the Gemara says, so a egg that was hatched in Yontif has a similarity to a Peiri that fell down from a tree. So memele, so they asked the Abaye shenil de biyontev gzeira oto peiris hanoishim. So Abaye asked, how could you say that they asked Abaye oto peiris hanoishim, oto peiris hanoishim igube gzeira, vana nekom v'nigze gzeira le gzeira. So you see, Abaye also held that Chazal did not ask a gzeira le gzeira. So Taisa says, so the chilek is in Haitzot. But perhaps we could answer according to Rashi. Rashi seems to say that the vote is Shabbos. That by Shabbos there were goyiz a gzeira le gzeira. Alma gezrin le yisra Shabbos gzeira le gzeira. So it could be the Gemara Bay speaking about Yontif. It's not speaking about Bay Shanul the Yontif. Could be the whole Chaima was only by Shabbos. That's Rashi Shita. That's how Rashi answered. By Shabbos is a Yisra Skila, so there were guys in Gzeir and Gzeir. Yontav is an Yisra Lav, so there weren't guys in Gzeir and Gzeir. Could be that's how Rashi learned. Elo Lav Kamalis. So the Gemara wanted to say that this Gas is speaking about a Kamalis. So, v'afal gav dein kamalis bekelim. Taisis learned this gas, this wine press was a keli. So, we learned before ein kamalis bekelim. That means if a keli is in a rishus harabim, it is not chaylik rishus bifnei atzmoy. It's not considered a different rishus. So Taisis says, I gas kivin the mechuber lekalke loishmei keli. We are speaking about a gas that is mechuber lekalke, that is attached to the kalke. So this is called a rishus bifnei atzmoy. So it's not called a keli, so therefore, so it's possible that a gas should have a shame kamalis, because it's not a keli, it's mechuba lekalke. The im yotza pota aval osa dibre rameya. Rameya holds that that if an woman goes out with a chayv or go out a machat a tchuva loy be big day, it's pota aval osa. Hodis nan beperik beme isha. Bim yotso isha bim machat hanikuve chayeves chatos. If a isha went out in Shabbos, bim machat hanikuve. Now, machat hanikuve is a needle that a woman sews with. It's not used necessarily to fix her begodim or to pin something there. The purpose is to sew with it. Bafal Pikain, it says, Vim Yotza Isha Bemachat Anakuve, Hayeves Chatos. So Taisva says, Hosom Legamri Derech Haitzo Bekach. There it is Derech Haitzo. Why is it Derech Haitzo? So the Svasema says, Im Isha Tzriche Letaltol Machat, Taicheves hi betzeifa umarbusheo kidei lehisnois bo.